Exodus 3, verses 13 to 15. Moses said to God, "Suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your fathers has sent me to you.' And they ask me, 'What is his name?' Then what shall I tell them?" God said to Moses, "I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites: 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me to you. This is my name forever, the name by which I am to be remembered from generation to generation." In Hebrew, "Vayomer Moshe el Elohim, הנה אנוכי בא אל בני ישראל ואמרתי להם, אלוהי אבותיכם שלחני אליכם. ואמרו לי, מה שמו? מה אומר אליהם? ויאמר אלוהים אל משה, אהיה אשר אהיה. ויאמר, כה תאמר לבני ישראל, אהיה שלחני אליכם. ויאמר עוד אלוהים אל משה, כה תאמר אל בני ישראל, אדוני, אלוהי אבותיכם, אלוהי אברהם, אלוהי יצחק ואלוהי יעקב, שלחני אליכם. זה שמי לעולם וזה זכרי לדור ודור." Now, these verses are our first steps and our initial key to understand the true name of God and all the implications that would follow from this name. In this chapter of the Bible, Moses stands before God for the very first time, right after the burning bush. And he asks him, what name shall I call you? What will I go back to the Israelites and call you by? And God, for here and this time, uses the name Jehovah. Now, there are many ways to break down the name in Hebrew and to go into many explanations of what the name means and what are its many different implications. We will use and refer to the gist of what Jehovah means, which is in basic existence. When I say existence, it means existent throughout time, past, present, and future. An entity that its name says it is beyond and above and within the frames of what we know as time and as the physical realm. No other god that we know of has a name with that meaning. The meaning of this name is so powerful that certain factions, and for instance the Jewish tradition, will not say it out loud. But for us, this name implies almost everything in it. And God continues to use the word Elohim after the word Adonai. He says, "Adonai Elohei Avotechem." Adonai, God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Meaning Elohim, which means God, is a description of what is Adonai, which is Jehovah. So the name Jehovah is the only real name we know of the entity that we try to capture its spirit. That great thing we talk about, that is beyond anything that our senses can capture, beyond time, beyond material, the thing that comprises everything we know about, and that its spirit shines through every light and aspect of it, all sums up in the name Jehovah.